looking over my bits and pieces of the last 2 years, it doesn't seem like 2 years. It seems like about 2 weeks, doesn't it? Yes, it was 12 years, yeah. Seems like just about a week or something. It's just really strange how time really flies by. And I looked at some early sermon notes I had. Things like, only mention the Bible if absolutely necessary. Graham's sorted me out with that. Get Graham into 70s pop. Well, that didn't work, did it, very well. So, thank you. This is just in case I get a bit choked up, you know, I can sort of pretend to have a drink. But if there's a thought I'd like to leave you with, it's this, that God is a God who loves to communicate with us. And God loves it when we communicate with him, when we have that communicating relationship with each other. I'll tell you something. Someone, a Christian, somebody who believes in God and communicates with God, has a communicating relationship with God, is worth 1,000 people who are smartly dressed, come to church and don't, okay? If you've got a communicating relationship with God, that is amazing and a special and a wonderful thing, and God can use you to build his kingdom. But how do we communicate with God? And of course, we've been doing a series on prayer, and you think, well, we pray to communicate with God, and if you listen, God will speak back to you. But I've always been a believer in, you know, saying, what would Jesus do? I think it's a very good way to start. So we're going to look in a minute at the Lord's Prayer. Now, hopefully, if you're not that sort of familiar with the Bible, most of us know the Lord's Prayer. We're taught it at school or whatever, you know, it's something we all know pretty well. And this is a template on how to communicate with God. And maybe for some of us here, if you've never ever communicated with God before, if you've never ever had a communicating relationship with God, maybe tonight could be the start of that relationship. And it's a wonderful, amazing thing. And God can work with you no matter who you are, no matter how unworthy you think you are, how whatever your past is, God wants to have that communicating relationship with you. Now, the Lord's Prayer, we're going to hear it in a second. I think Sheila's going to come out and read it for us. A well-known passage. But what I want you to bear in mind as we hear it again is that this is advice for all believers. It's not just advice for a specific thing. Like, you know, the Good Samaritan, somebody asked Jesus a question, who's my neighbour? Who do I have to look after? And Jesus gave a specific answer to that question. You need to think about these sort of people. There's all sorts of things in the Gospels, but there's right specific things we need to listen to and do. But the Lord's Prayer is for everybody who believes in God. It's advice for everybody. So if you believe in God, then we should especially listen to what Jesus has to say. Would you like to come out? By the way, a special thank you to Sheila. She's been our wonderful house group leader for the last 2 years. She put up with a lot of daft questions from me. So thank you.
Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 to 15. Prayer. And when you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and on the street corners to be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward in full. But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father, who is unseen. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. And when you pray, do not keep on babbling like pagans, for they think they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This, then, is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is the word of the Lord.
So like I said earlier, if you're someone, if you're a Christian who has a communicating relationship with God, you're worth 1,000 people who are very smartly dressed, come to church, do all the right things, but don't have that communication relationship. It's a bit like, if you imagine a taxi firm, okay, you could have the best taxi in the whole world. It'd be like immaculate, the best sort of decor inside, beautiful colour, goes from 0 to 60 in 3 seconds, fantastic taxi. But if your radio's not on, if you're not in communication with the office that's telling you where to go, it's no good, is it? God wants us to have that communicating relationship with him. And the first bit of the Lord's Prayer, we know it very well, is Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Now we can't communicate with God unless we know him as our Father. And the enemy, the devil, whatever you like to call him, the devil will do his best to make sure that we don't have that good relationship with the Father. And for whatever reason, some people here will not have good memories of Father or good relationship with the Father. But it's so important that we do. And if that's an issue for you, I really challenge you to get prayed for, get right with God. Because unless we see God as our Father, it's very difficult to have that communicating relationship. Jesus referred to the Father as Abba, that sort of daddy relationship with God. And similarly in Galatians 4, Paul talks about this Abba Father, this daddy-father relationship, because we're new creations in God. What does the Father God look like? Now, as I say, many of us will have perhaps not so good memories of fathers, or fathers who are absent, or fathers who let us down in one way or another. But the image Jesus wants to leave us with a father, is the father Debbie was talking about this morning in the prodigal son story where Jesus told, where the father's waiting for his son to come back. And that is the image of God that Jesus wants to leave us with. Our Father. That's the Father we're talking about. The Father who's waiting for the son to come back. That loving, loving Father. Doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, what's gone wrong with your life. That is the Father that we're talking about when we say our Father. And that's the Father we're to communicate with. So what about the next bit then? Your kingdom come. We can't communicate with God unless we share the hope that the kingdom brings. What we're talking about there. We live in a world today where there's very little hope, isn't there? We see people around us, the only thing they're hoping for is that holiday or that thing they're going to do next week or that thing they're looking forward to. But that's not the same as hope. If we believe in Jesus, we believe in God, we've got a real hope. What sort of hope? The hope of eternal life, haven't we? The hope that God has got a plan for us. The hope that God cares for us. The hope that next week, that thing we're dreading, that God's with us when we walk into whatever we're going to do. God's going to be with us by our side. That's the sort of hope we're talking about. And that's the sort of kingdom hope we need if we're going to have a communicating relationship with God. I was listening on the radio the day to, you know, we've heard a lot in the news about ISIS, all in the Middle East and all the terrible things that happened in the name of that sort of particular kind of style of Islam. Well, what they're about is they're trying to establish a caliphate, a sort of a kingdom on earth, and that's their aim. But we know if you leave it down to human beings to do that, it's going to go wrong. We need God's kingdom to come. We need God's kingdom on earth. And the only way he can do that is through us by his Holy Spirit, not out of our own agendas. We need to live in hope of God's kingdom coming. Next bit of the Lord's Prayer, your will be done. Now, I spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, talking about God's will. We talk about God willing. It's an expression that people use. And if you remember what I said, it's often, it's not God willing. It's God wants us to do things. It's whether we're willing to let God do that. That's very, very true. But God definitely does have a plan for each of us. God definitely does. And what we need to do, if you're not with God, if you're not in a relationship with God, you need to just come to God. And I said, challenge you tonight, if that's you and you want to come close to God, there's an opportunity tonight. At the end of what I'm going to say, we'll just leave a moment quiet for you to pray a prayer, saying, God, I want to have that close communicating relationship with you. Maybe as you come up later to take communion, you could take some bread and wine. Again, just pray that prayer and just say, Lord, I want you to be close to me. God wants to be that close to us. But it's something about asking God's will to be done, not asking us to come into God and say, well, I've got these plans. I'd like you to really just rubber stamp them, God, please, if you don't mind. It's about us submitting to God's will. That's how we have a communicating relationship. We come to God, not telling God what to do, but we come to God saying, what do you want me to do for you? Give us this day our daily bread. Notice the key word there is daily, isn't it? It's every day. And this maybe harks back to 1,000+ years ago, before Jesus was talking, to when the children of Israel were in the desert. If you know the story, they come out of Egypt and God provided bread for them every day. There was bread out on the ground for them to pick up and eat, but they had to take it up every day. And I've said so many times, it's a challenge for us, if we believe in God, to just have time with God every day, to have that daily bread, that daily intake of God every day. And if we don't, we dry up as Christians, don't we? Our lives could go off the rails. We need to have a daily experience with God. We need to come before God and just every day and communicate with him. And here's something, I'm sorry, it's a bit like when you clear out your freezer when you move house, isn't it? You kind of get all these things up, and for lunchtime today, like whatever was left in the freezer all kind of cooked up on one table. I'm sorry, this is going to be a bit like this as well. I'm just sort of thinking of things that that you might find helpful. When I have a quiet time in the morning, I mean, I'll be honest with you, sometimes quiet times are great. Sometimes, you know, if you're feeling tired or, you know, your brain's a bit foggy, sometimes they're better than others. But what I want to say to you, if you have a quiet time, here's something I can recommend to do at the end of your quiet time, whatever you've done, is I do this, and it's, I just touch my head and say, Lord, help me to think the way you think. Help me to see things the way you see them. Help my heart to beat in time with yours. Help me to say gracious words. Just touching my head, you know, just as a way of reminding myself that I want God to be with me through the day. It's a daily experience of God, a daily renewal of God. Try things like that. And if your quiet time is just Bible, notes, pray, that's it, then just try different things. Try having a closer walk with God every day. Forgive as you are forgiven. Sounds easy, doesn't it? It's not easy. And for some people here, maybe for any of us here, there are people out there who, if we're perfectly honest, we've never ever forgiven. There's people out there who've hurt us and we've never forgiven them. And sometimes it can burn inside. It can hurt us. It's like having a disability. You're carrying around that hurt and unforgiveness. We need to forgive other people as God has forgiven us. And if we don't, it's very hard to have that communicating relationship with God, because we're walking around with all this hurt inside us. Now, we can never forgive people or be forgiven by all the people we need to sort of do. And there's people in the past you think, oh, I wish I could look them up on Facebook and just say sorry for what I did. Or, you know what I mean? There's people like that, isn't there? But we can't get it all right all the time. But what we need to do is to be forgiving people. The sort of people who don't take offense easily. And that could only be by the power of the Holy Spirit working in us. That's only by God changing us on the inside. But you know the sort of people, I mean, there are some people out there who the slightest thing they take offense. You know what I mean? I'm talking about. And we're all like that sometimes. If we're that way out, we think, oh. But God wants us to be the sort of people who it's very difficult to offend. It's very difficult to be like that with. Does that describe you? What sort of person are you when it comes to forgiveness? Because if you want to be in a close, communicating relationship with God, we've got to be people who keep short accounts, who forgive others. That's got to be how we are. That's Jesus' teaching, isn't it, on communicating with God. Lead us not into temptation. It's getting more difficult, this, isn't it? More close to the bone. How do we keep in close communication with God when there's temptation fogging us up all the time, fogging up our airwaves? The Bible's got lots of teaching on resisting the devil and, you know, doing all these things. And Jesus says, if you notice, lead us not into temptation. You were praying to God, say, please don't lead us into temptation. But that's strange, isn't it? So how can God lead us into temptation? What Jesus is saying is we don't want to go down that road. Just don't go down that road. And for each of us, there may be lots of different roads we go down. And some of us, we might even have our pet temptations, the ones we actually kind of try and entertain the thoughts. And it's a big cliche, isn't it, coming to church, people saying, oh, you must resist temptation. It is difficult. Even for people, Christians, for years, it's like the devil knows how to get at that weak spot in us. Now, I'm going to share something with you, which I shared in our small group, so forgive me. She's smiling, as you can see. And this is not something you'll be taught in the Bible, so I'm sorry, Graham, but it's something I found very helpful. Now, for each of us, we've got our own thing, our own battle, perhaps, with temptation. I found this really, really helpful, and you might. So here, I'm offering it to you anyway. Like I said, I'm clearing out my freezer, so this is right at the back. So just wash off the ice, and here we go. Okay. I found it helpful when a temptation comes along. And if you're perfectly honest like me, you know when it's coming along. You can feel it coming along. When the temptation comes, what I do is I swap it instantly for what I call a prayer voucher. That sounds really weird, doesn't it? I'll explain how that works. What I do, the temptation comes along. I say, right, I'm not having that. I'm going to change that into a prayer voucher. I'm going to use that to pray for this situation here. Now, if you've got nothing to pray for, I'm going to pray for you, because you should have something to pray for. You should always have something that's on your mind that God has put on your heart to pray for. A situation someone shared with you, person you know is ill, something going on. All of us should have something that we need to pray for. But what I do when temptation comes, I just exchange it for a prayer voucher. Say, look, there we go, I've got a prayer voucher. I'm going to spend it on that person there. Lord, pray for them. It works for me. It might work for you, I don't know. But for each of us, Jesus is telling us, watch out, know where the temptation comes from, and find a way to divert it. That really helps for me. It might help for you. In fact, I've got to the point now where in the morning, I do it on credit. What I do is I say, I bet today I'll be tempted at least 10 times, so I want to use all those 10 vouchers on so-and-so now in the morning. I don't know. I'm probably teaching rubbish, but there you go. It's coming out of my freezer. So just to recap all these things, it's so important. God wants people who are in this communicating relationship with him. Okay. And to do this, the Lord's Prayer is a really good template. To remember that God is our Father, to have God as our Father. To remember that we live in hope. We as Christians are special because we have a hope that other people don't have. We've got something to look forward to. We've got eternal life. We've got loads of good things. We've got God's plan for our lives. We can say to God, your will be done. And every day we can renew ourselves in him. We can forgive. We can forgive the people who it's really difficult to forgive. And we can be forgiven by God. And all those things, all the hurt in us can be lifted away. And tonight, like I said, if that's you, if you need to be forgiven, if you need God, if you need God's blessing, if you need God to be close to you, whatever you're going through in your life, tonight you can do that. Tonight you could come to God and have that close relationship with him. Why? Because you're good? No, because Jesus has done it all for us. Jesus has enabled us to be in a close relationship because he died for us and he let us be in that relationship with God through his sacrifice. So these are all the ways he's given us to be in a close communicating relationship with God. And all we need to do is to respond to that and to say to God, I want to be in a communicating relationship with you. Not just be a person who goes to church, a person who's good or outwardly respectable, but I want to be somebody who has that close communicating relationship with you, God. And every time we come to God asking him to do that, every time we come to God and say to God, be real to me in my life now, in my situation today, whatever I'm going through, whenever we come to God and ask him that, he will always, 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 always come to us. Because God wants to have that relationship with each one of us here forever and ever.